Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. In today's first reading from Colossians, it says, "We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and the love that you have for all the holy ones, because of the hope reserved for you in heaven." And as I was reading this, which is just a small section of the longer first reading, what stood out to me was hope. Because earlier in the day, I had given my students this passage from St. Augustine's Confessions, a belated remembrance of his feast day that we celebrated just a few days ago. And the last sentence from this longer passage from St. Augustine said, "On your exceedingly great mercy, and on that alone, rests all my hope." And as I was giving my students time to read through this section from St. Augustine and hopefully pray with it and talk to the Lord about what was stirring in their hearts and just what was happening in their lives, as I was reading this passage multiple times, I kept coming back to this line as the thing I just wanted to rest in. That on the Lord's exceedingly great mercy, and on that alone, rests all my hope. Because a lot of times I don't reflect enough or pray enough or think enough about hope. As Christians, we are to be a people of great hope because the one that we follow, the one who had existed from all before time, has always been, but who at a particular time took on human flesh and became one of us. Through his death and resurrection, he offers us this hope that we can be with him in heaven, this hope that he can transform things that seem bleak and impossible and terribly sad or frustrating, that he can take the cross and make it into a sign of hope, which is incredible when you think about it. It's one of the things I like to point out to my students in the classroom, just to point to the cross, something that we see all the time. It's in each classroom throughout the school, but it's something that we don't properly view because of how commonplace it might seem. But we have this image of this man who is hanging on a cross, a terrible form of execution, and we have it everywhere as though it's just ordinary. But the reason that we have the crucifix in so many places is because it's a tremendous sign of hope that this is what Christ endured, and because of this, I have hope. Because while this killed him, he rose from the dead. And that hope that we desire to be with the Lord, or as St. Paul says in the letter to the Colossians, this hope reserved for you in heaven because of our faith and love and following of Christ, we also see this hope mirrored in today's gospel. Because today's gospel is all about Jesus offering hope to different people people experiencing suffering from a physical illness, people experiencing oppression or possession, and people who want the Lord to stay with them instead of moving on to other places because he offers them so much hope, hope of healing, and hope that there's a purpose to what's happening. And it seems to me that we all need more hope, whether we're looking at the news and seeing what's happening in many different places around the world, or if we look into our own hearts and our own lives and we see some of the laziness or the imperfections or a situation or an experience happens where more of our faults are revealed than we had seen before. We are all in need of great hope that the Lord wants to come into our lives and he wants to rebuke anything that is not of him, any doubts, any fear, any pessimism, anything that is drawing us away from being in relationship with him, that he wants to just dispel all of that and invite us into this relationship with him. That we'd bring him everything that is keeping us away from him, and that we would just surrender it to him, that he can transform it, and that we have hope that the Lord is present in our lives now, that he can change all of the sorrow into joy, and that almost even better, he has something greater waiting for us for eternity, the hope of heaven, the hope of the beatific vision. Let us pray. Lord, fill our hearts with a renewed faith, hope, and love, that we might continually turn to you as the source of our hope, that we would continue to trust in you, that you would be able to change our weaknesses, our sufferings, our doubts, everything that is lacking in us, that you would be able to transform it into something that you use for your greater purpose. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen.
Hey everyone, this is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Come Follow Me and the With You Always podcast. I wanted to take a minute to invite you to check out the Come Follow Me online community. We've developed this community to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. You can join groups or start one of your own, participate in community discussions, and even join online programs and courses. The community is free and is growing quickly. Whether you're just getting started in the faith or you are leading others, this community is here to support you. Check it out now at comefollow.me/community. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.